Hello and welcome to Guide the Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 260. Well, for those of you who have been following me daily, you'll see, or you would have known, that I have had 5 or 6 days off. So today's episode is called To COVID or Not To COVID Test, because I had been crook for a couple of days, I had sort of a sore throat, I had a bit of a dry cough, I didn't have any of the other symptoms like breathing issues or a runny nose, all of those other symptoms and signs that we normally are hearing on our medical lines, and even within my own clinic, we just make sure that people, if they do have any type of symptoms, that they don't come in. So so it actually happened to me over the weekend. And so normally, I'm usually pretty healthy. I don't really get sick throughout winter. If I do, I can normally feel it coming on, like I will feel it in my throat, and I'll just dose up on vitamin C. I normally drink lots of lemon and ginger drinks, and I normally just try to keep myself warm, and don't overdo it. If I'm overworking, I just make sure that I'm keeping that all in balance just to stay well. So, that's just sort of what I did. But in this instance, every now and then, it does reach my chest. So I rang the doctor, asked if I could come in. No, sorry, you're going to have to go get a COVID test. We aren't actually seeing anybody with any symptoms whatsoever until I've had a test, and then you can come back. The other option is you just stay home, keep doing everything you're doing, and if it passes, just take some Panadol, then we know everything's fine. And so anyway, I was like, really? So we're not even allowed in the doctor's office anymore, for being sick, like for showing any normal cold or cold symptoms at all. You have to go and get tested. So anyway, I was in a bit of a predicament because, like, traveling at the moment, if you are away, we have like a 2-week lockdown. Great for coaches and consultants and people that can, or managers that can sort of work from their room for 2 weeks, where they can, use their computer and other forms of technology. But for those who don't have those type of roles, 2 weeks is quite a long time to add on to your trip. So it's the same instance here. If you go get COVID tested, you have to stand down from work and stay home for 2 days. So, I'd already had the weekend. I had 2 days off just to make sure to clear everything up, and everything came back fine. I just took some basic Panadol, and I'm sort of back to normal. So, but the thing is that I was in two minds, really. Do I go get the COVID? Do I not get the COVID test? Is there any point in getting the COVID test? If I get well, which is what the doctor said originally, just keep doing what you're doing, and if it clears, then you're fine. Just carry on. Or do I just go and get the test because I was curious just to see? Clearly I don't have it. But there's always that doubt in your mind, what happens if I do, or should I just go get checked anyway? And then I thought, well, what's the point in even going and getting checked if they're going to open the borders up soon, which I know they are, because then just because I'm negative now, if I decide to go to California in December, I'm going to have to get tested again anyway. So it's almost irrelevant. So yeah, when it came to, like, do I get the test? Do I not get the test? Is there any point in getting the test? I may as well wait till I travel again, and then take it from there. Or do I get the test and then, because I've got a negative test when I do travel in next year, then, do I then just go straight ahead and get a vaccine? So there's all of these questions, do I not? But in the end, I'm fine. I didn't need to go and get it done. But I can just see how so many people are in that predicament, you know, there's that fear, there's that, there's always that worry, you know, in the back of your mind, like, oh, what happens if I do have it, you know? So no doubt my turn will come to actually go and get the test. But until that time, I think I'll just wait, like everybody else, and be patient until things start rolling out here, especially here in New Zealand. I know all of our frontline, all of our airline staff, so we've got a lot of our government officials now, a lot of our military and things like that. So a lot of them have already gone through the first and second doses of the vaccine. So yeah, very interesting times. And yeah, just, I did just want to put it out there. I am thinking of everybody. I know there's a lot of people still struggling. I just heard today that Canada, you know, schools still aren't back to normal. Children are still at home, you know, and I've got many friends over in the UK who have not been doing well, but, you know, slowly things are coming back to normal. So, you know, hang in there, stay strong, and for those families who are suffering, you know, our prayers are with you, and, you know, we're thinking of you daily, and you're always in our prayers. Okay, see you tomorrow, and yes, I will be there tomorrow, tuning in for episode 261.